Governor Palin has hired a private lawyer to defend her in the investigation over the firing of Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan. The legislature is investigating whether Palin dismissed Monaghan after he refused to fire the state trooper who divorced Palin's sister. The investigation has taken on national importance since Friday, as it has been frequently mentioned in accounts of Sarah Palin's selection as the vice presidential running mate on the Republican ticket. Senate Judiciary Chair Hollis French, who is supervising the inquiry, says the committee report is on track to be completed October 31st. He says investigator Steve Branchflower is still gathering evidence and has asked to take a deposition from the governor.
Things are proceeding well. So far, we haven't had someone avoid an appointment or refuse to meet with Mr. Branchflower, so the cooperation has been good on the scheduling of depositions. There may come, we're also working on getting the email evidence, and I think there may be some dispute over which emails are covered by executive privilege and which are not, but that's being negotiated right now between Mr. Branchflower and the Department of Law.
The question over which emails are available for Branchflower arose following an attorney general's opinion that identified which forms of communication are not subject to public records requests. French says the legislature believes it should meet a different standard.
But I think in a larger sense, you know, the legislature's investigation kind of jumps over that turnstile, if you will. It's not the case that we're simply entitled to anything that's a public record. We're entitled to anything that pertains to the investigation. And most of them will be, I think, public records, but I think our powers are a little more broad.
The committee is charged with looking into whether the governor or her staff had abused their power in firing Monaghan.